right, so we're recording now. Thank you for joining Cast of the Pod podcast for the sweet soul and tones of no, fuck that shit.
That's funny.
Oh, I already cussed. We're already cussed. Not even 20 seconds in here, and I already dropped an F-bomb.
Oh. Way to go, Josh.
Well, I mean, we're watching the movie. We watched the movie Vamp this week, and if you can't deal with the F-bomb, you can't deal with this movie. I'm just saying.
There's a lot of things you can't deal with if you can't deal with this movie.
You can't.
I really don't even know where even to go with this. This is something different. This is something way different. I don't know.
So this is a biopic movie because Cobweb brought it up in the past, recently, in the recent past. Actually, now is the recent past, 5 seconds from now. So when I said that is now the past and this is the future, but this is now also the past because anyways, so Cobweb brought that up a while back. And then we were talking the other day and he's like, so what's the next movie we're doing? And I was like, let's do that Vamp. So Deb, you can blame that on both of us, Cobweb and I.
Don't put me into nobody's safe space other than my own. Don't be pulling me down with this ship. Okay, no, this ain't gonna be that type of night. Deb, don't be mad at me. Don't be upset, you know, because I'm about to tell Josh that those great words that I love to say every week.
What?
Can you hit that intro?
Warning. This podcast is about the horror genre, specifically horror films. As most horror movies are filled with coarse language, violence, and/or gore, the topics and language of the cast of the pod will also reflect the genre. If you have any issues with the aforementioned warnings, please press stop. However, if you have no issue with adult language, movie violence, or the accoutrement that accompanies horror films, please feel free to continue. You have been warned.
Sorry, I had to flex the pecs and the.
Yeah, I was noticing this. What is, you got tattoos? What are those? Look like mushrooms on the side of your arms and in the inside. What are those? Like
I've had these for decades.
What is that?
I got me a hatchet man over here.
Okay.
And I got me Tech N9ne Strange Music over here.
Oh wow, look at that. I bet you that hurt like a son of a gun.
It was a very interesting feeling. Not as bad as high upper thigh. High upper thigh close to the crotch area. Very sensitive.
Very sensitive. I wouldn't want that, you know. And then, you know, it was really sensitive. Right when you get to the back of that kneecap, on the back side of your knee, that inside bend. That's
Have you seen pictures of his leg? He has it from the high thigh all the way to his ankle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my whole right leg's basically done.
Well, this would be some stuff I can see when I see Aaron this month.
And in the back, high back of the thigh was so much worse than I thought it was going to be. Because, you know, you sit down all the time. You don't think that. Look, I'm going to move the mic next time because it looks like I'm trapped. I can't get to our people. But, the high back part of the thigh was interestingly painful. Interesting. I wouldn't say painful, just interesting.
Ain't you special? What are we supposed to be doing this week?
We're talking about Vamp, but I mean, there's not much you can say about this movie. So
what are you talking about? There's a lot you can say about Vamp. Okay, there's a lot into this movie Vamp. I mean, come on, dude. We got Grace freaking Jones in this mug, you know? Ooh. And it's pretty funny. And it's pretty fucked up too. You know? Ooh. What?
Who's in this movie?
Grace Jones.
Who?
Who? What?
Grace Jones.
Grace Jones? What did I say?
Mike Jones?
Oh,
that's right. That's the down south Texas thing.
Okay.
You don't know Mike Jones?
I've heard the name before, but nothing like in particular. I mean, you talk about Mike from down the block, from them Jones kids. Come on, man. I'm in Chicago. You know how many Mike Jones is out here?
You don't know 281-330-8004?
N-O-P-E. What is this? What is this?
You couldn't hear that?
No, I didn't hear it. I don't know.
This? Okay, now I'm stopping the pod just to go straight into this.
What?
And how do I share? Look, where's my share button? There's my share button right there. Right, Deborah, we have to share?
Yeah.
All right, so click this right here. Right there. Hit share. Turn this shit up.
Are we still recording?
You don't know Mike Jones?
N-O-P-E.
That will be pod homework for all of us.
No way am I sitting up here. Yes. No, I'm not going back to the do-rags and white tees, okay? I'm not going back to that style. I'm good over here. I was never into the white tee, do-rag, right now, hip-hop.
Right now, Matt Martinez has his hand on his forehead and he's like, I can't believe this shit.
No, he's not. Come on, man. Who really liked white tee, do-rag hip-hop?
A lot of people for it to be a thing.
It did. A lot of people liked that style. I mean, I think Lil Wayne was the king of that shit, right?
Oh, no. Different world. Mike Jones, do not. Oh, my goodness.
He had a white tee and a do-rag on. What the heck do you want from me? He literally had that on in a video.
You just judging the man by the way he looks?
Yeah, I'm superficial like that.
Yeah. You don't know Still Tipping?
No, Still Tipping. I've heard that beat before. Is that his song? I'm good.
Yeah, man. How about?
Mike Jones.
Who? Mike Jones. You don't.
Cobweb. Web.
I have never.
Cobweb. Web. I've
never been so hurt, let down.
Hey, Josh. Josh. That's hey, four, you know, that's two bars right there.
You know, in podcast school and all that, you're not supposed to have all this gear and all that blocking you off. That's what I was saying earlier, that I'm separating myself from the audience. That's what you're supposed to do when you don't care about your audience and they're all strangers and all that. But all our people are our people. We know. They know.
Yeah, right. they okay with it. I mean, a lot
the
of them
majority of them know who Mike Jones is, and would have got the who Mike Jones. Who Mike Jones?
Mike Jones. Cobweb. Who? Cobweb. Who? I can see that as a hit. You ain't gonna get it, Josh. We supposed to be see. This is what happens when you go off course. We supposed to be talking about this movie Vamp, starring Grace Jones. And who else was in this movie? What's the IMDb? Come on. Give it to me.
IMDb. Excuse me. Two fraternity pledges travel to a sleazy bar in search of a stripper for their college friends, unaware it is occupied by vampires. 1986. So, who's in this movie?
Yep.
Chris Makepeace. Robert Russler. Getty Watanabe and Billy Drago, along starring Grace Jones. Yeah.
That's a pretty dynamic cast, if you do say so myself. Honestly, tell the truth. There were some people that got some pretty good chops and this had some pretty good roles in some other movies that played in this, you know?
Billy Drago was Snow, the albino.
Right. He played in Untouchables.
Can you still say albino?
Sure.
Hey, why not? Everybody's got to be classified for something. Shit.
I don't know. But if you don't know who Billy Drago is, he's the guy that always has to talk like he's whispering and he's always reading his lines like there's a giant card on the other side of the camera one word at a time.
He does.
That's Billy Drago.
Right. He does that. But he's good at it, you know?
Yep.
And then Getty Watanabe, that's Long Duck Dong
from 16 Candles.
Yep. That's another good one right there.
16 Candles. That song is kind of messed up when you think about it.
Yeah.
16 Candles.
Yeah, a lot of things are messed up in songs that people don't be tripping about, you know?
Hold up, man, singing about 16-year-old kid. That's neither here nor there. That's
now he's been waiting.
Yeah, right?
Creeper.
Hey.
And then AJ Rustler, I mean Robert Rustler, was the guy from Weird Science, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
He was one of the bullies from Weird Science. Him and Robert Downey Jr., yeah.
He doesn't have a license, Lisa.
I love that movie.
Crazy insane. I was crazy insane for this bitch. And then what happened next? She kicked him in the balls. In the family jewels.
Oh shit.
In the family jewels. Oh man, that was bad.
That was hilarious. He sounded like,
what's his name, Wolf?
Wolfman Jack here on Casting the Pod.
Oh my god.
No, but that was the old guy that he was talking to you.
Right.
He was like,
wasn't that BB King or something? Or whatever. I don't know.
He's like, I fell in love with this crazy eighth grade bitch. Because he was in eighth grade at the time when he said,
yeah, he was.
What happened next?
She kicked him in the balls.
Who was it? Family jewels.
Oh shit.
After we finish podcasting, I'm going to go watch the movie.
Yeah, that. You know what? I'm from now on, this is just how I'm gonna talk on the podcast. It's just gonna be like this all the time.
For the whole night.
For watching Cast of the Pod, my name is Josh.
You can
find all our social media at anything at Cast of the Pod. Don't forget Club 3P. There's the real motherfuckers right there. Cause Club 3P is at patreon.com/Cast of the Pod. Fuck, that hurts.
I know it did. I'm sitting up there like, how long can he do this, Deb? He must be on 10 right now. Look at the side of his hole in his head. It's like a vein throbbing now and shit.
That is a scar. But one of these days, I won't have all the bright lights so you can see the scars of my face.
Oh, shit.
In the family jewels.
It sounded really good.
Yeah, it did. All right. Who else we had in here?
Nobody else important.
Nobody else important.
Here, Dee Dee Pfeiffer.
The other guy was from Meatballs.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is the second movie I've seen like Grace Jones in or something.
She was in Conan the Destroyer.
Right.
And I don't know what else. Let's see.
Boomerang. She's probably been in a lot more movies beside that.
She was in Boomerang?
Yeah, she was in Boomerang.
In that movie.
She was in the Avengers, the British Avengers. And she was in A View to Kill. That's right. She was Mayday in A View to Kill.
That's right. Right. Yeah.
The year before that, Conan the Destroyer and Boomerang in 92. She was Strange. Strange. How did they say her name?
Strange.
Oh, my goodness. So, jumping towards when she makes her appearance in the movie, did you know the chair that she was dancing on, what that chair was?
That was supposed to be like a man getting a lap dance, right?
That was a life-size body mold of her boyfriend at the time, Dolph Lundgren.
Are you serious?
Yep.
That dance was something erotic, dude. And you know, listen, that movie, this...
No, after she did that dance, we'll get to it in a minute. Let's talk about the movie. All right,
I'm down with this.
So it starts off with this, like, like a Gregorian chant. They're taking him up into this church thing, and there's nooses, and there's a guy hanging already. And they're walking up, they're like, Yesiri Domine, Dores Iris Requiem. You know, stuff like that. And special points if you know where that's from. So write me back on social media or something like that at Cast of the Pod. And if you know where the Yesiri Domine, Dores Iris Requiem. I can't hit that note right now because of the
Wolfman Jack voice. You did it to yourself. both.
I know. But if you know where that's from, hit me up. I'll find something special, something cool, something special. If y'all hit me up by the end of April. All right.
You get him a long time.
Yeah. So they get there, and then all of a sudden the tape goes crazy, and they're like, oh, well, you have to continue with the ceremony and blah, blah. And it's a bunch of frat boys.
Oh, my God.
They're trying to get into a frat. And this is where I got mad. Because AJ's all like, look, y'all guys are losers. This is boring. You know, blah, 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 blah. And then he turns to his friend Keith. And he's like, look, we just need them for their place because we don't want to be here no more. And he's calm, cool, collective, whatever. But he can't get into a frat. And they show that they're in the regular dorms with everybody else. And they're scared about getting wedgied and picked on and everything like that. You can't be both. You can't be calm, cool, collected, and, you know, whatever.
No, bro. I understood that whole concept dynamic from the get-go. Okay. First of all, when you're in college like that, it's hard to get a place off campus or something like that where you want to go at, because those things are taken up so quick when you get there, you know, and then you're stuck in the dorm. Okay. And that was a freaking shit show out there. When he opened up that damn door and he said, I don't have any money to do this. He said, you want to keep living here? And he opened up the door and he says, I got $82. I knew what kind of night we were in for then. Shit.
Hey, and $82 in 1986, if I do my math correctly, that's about $4,300 now.
Exactly. He was money rolling it, bro. He was money rolling it at that point. Shit. I would have got out that damn... That place was crazy.
$82 right now will get you a Happy Meal at McDonald's.
Maybe. Maybe.
I could fill up the Jetta twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know... So they're there, and he's like, look, we're facilitators. We can get stuff for you. We want to be in your club so we can live in your house. You know, just tell us what you want. We can do anything. And then his friend Keith, that's a reoccurring theme in the movie. Don't say anything. Say something.
That's right.
And that's something, I mean, in life, too. I'll do anything. No. I'll do something.
Yeah.
You know. And
Meatloaf says, I'll do anything, but I won't do that.
That's right. Do something. We ain't gonna do everything.
How you gonna know Meatloaf if you don't know Mike Jones?
Man, I don't even know Meatloaf songs, dude. I just seen him like in a couple. I seen him. You know where I know Meatloaf from? From Fight Club. That's it.
I can't get mad about that. I've heard that from other people before. So yeah.
Exactly.
Do you know that song?
But you know that song that we were just singing right now, though, right?
I don't think so. It just seemed like something to hum to. I was faking it.
Gotta give him the shake.
Hold on. For the different age groups and demographics that are listening, that's all cap. That's all cap right there. Cobweb knows who Meatloaf is.
What are you talking about?
Cap.
I don't know who Meatloaf is. I saw the thing, but I don't know his music. You can play on me. Look, no. We are talking about Vamp. We are talking about Vamp.
No cap. For real. Hey, yo. And stuff like that.
No cap.
I heard some kids downtown San Antonio saying shit like that. Yeah.
Dude, man. I don't...
All right, so the pledge captains or the pledge leaders or whatever from the fraternity, from the frat, they're all like, all right, so anything, we're having a party tonight, we need a stripper.
Bingo.
And then, so I lied to you and Deb.
What do you mean?
Because I told her I hadn't seen this movie. And then I'll tell you at the end what happened at the end. And I told you that I had seen this movie.
You did?
Right. So, yeah.
I don't remember that.
So, at the ending, I knew the ending. And I told Deborah, oh, this is what's going to happen before it. And then it was like, I have seen this movie. Oh. So, but I don't remember the beginning. I don't remember Grace Jones having an epileptic seizure on Dolph Lundgren's body.
Oh my gosh, that was intense.
So they drive into town, and I'm telling Deborah, and chime in anytime you want, Deb.
Okay.
I'm telling Deborah here on the Cast of the Pod podcast that that's some bullshit. All they got to do is get a stripper. Why don't they just go pay a stripper?
That's the whole thing, bro. This is 1986, bro. It's not that easy just to get strippers like you wanted to back then, unless you went to a strip club. And it was not that much. Bro, 86. We talking 1986. Bro. It's not the same as it is now. Okay?
Here's the line. Here's the line that saves everything. Keith tells AJ, where are we going to get to a stripper? The next biggest town is 200 miles away. So, as long as you don't do realistic math, they had to drive 200 miles because this giant college was in the middle of buttwater nowhere, 200 miles away from a stripper.
Yeah. Didn't you understand how this thing went? So you got to realize, wait. Let me be clear about this. Okay. There's something that's like really, I'm not sure if you guys saw this part. Okay. When they got old dude, what's his name? From 16 Candles, right? Yong Dong or whatever his name was. When they got him and they took that car.
His name is Duncan.
Right. And they went and took that car and they drove out there to go pick up those strippers, right? In that town, because they saw that ad in the paper for it, right? When they started doing that spin out, they went into a whole different reality.
Man, you're jumping.
What are you talking about? This is where we're at right now.
No, we hadn't even got to when they met Duncan.
I just told you when they met Duncan. They met him and took him in the car.
You jumped an important chapter.
Oh, my bad. Spoiler alert!
And you know we always go exactly how things are planned here on the Cast of the Pod podcast. We never jump off the rails and jump all over the place. Never, ever, ever, ever.
Yeah, you're right about that. We try to hold it together.
Because there's something I wanted to point out. So after they realize that they're 200 miles away from strippers, and they're on the phone with girls, very friendly girls.
Yeah.
Right? Man, all together, they came up with $168, right? Are you telling me a very friendly college girl back in the day wouldn't have done a striptease for $168?
Not if you're on campus. You ain't doing that junk because you don't want no reputation like this. This is 1986 again, Josh.
A local that's not in the college?
There you go. Josh, this is 1986 again. You don't know what this could have been a red state that they was in. You don't know. You know, this is the way it goes nowadays, man. Come on, you keep forgetting one thing, dude. This is 1986. This is like a year after the Chicago Bears won our last Super Bowl. This is the first year of the rebuild.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I think it would be harder. Like how Cobweb's saying, because back then it wasn't as easy as it is now.
No, it's not. I mean, we had a little bit more morals back then than we do now, so they say. You know, they did. What the hell is that?
You put this in your dryer instead of putting dryer sheets. You put like two of these in there, and it keeps your clothes all static free and everything like that. But it also makes a good head scratcher too. That's why it's on my desk.
Oh my god!
You should try it, Cobweb.
Don't make me. I know.
We can do all the formulaic things, and this is how you grow your podcast, and this is how you whatever, blah 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 blah. Right?
Right.
We like being ourselves.
This is true.
We like having our people that like us as ourselves and all that. So we could do the super generic formula, and this is what you need to say at this time, and this is what you whatever, or we can just be us, and I'm just gonna be us.
That's all I ask you guys to do. I mean, come on. This is Cobweb the Great right here, man. This is no sugarcoating at all. You know, but obviously you guys have, I think we all have different opinions about this movie. Did you guys like it? Let's be honest right now. I want to get this out in the open.
No, we get to that part at the end of the podcast.
God back damn it, man. You know,
me saying that we don't have formulas, and now I'm like, oh, well, at the end of the podcast.
Right, you just told me there's no formula, but then there's a formula. Deb, I know you, and you're a big vampire lore girl, kind of chick. You love your vampire mm-hmm. movies. Yeah. Now, we've seen some bad vampire movies here in the past on mm-hmm. Cast of the Pod. We just saw a pretty bad one.
Yes.
Like a couple weeks ago, okay? And this like is
yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So that's why I'm talking about this other shit that ain't vampire stuff, about how when they first meet Gedi Watanabe with Duncan, right? So they're like, all right, we got to go 200 miles away. Let's borrow a car. And they're both like, Duncan. And they go over there, right? And Duncan's got this whole room, fancy ass room of nerds typing up his report. You know, he didn't need nobody typing up his report.
He had them mugs not, they had him doing more than that. He had them jokers doing work for him, dude. You know what I'm saying? Right. He was there like a little data collection thing going on up in there, you know? He was playing miniature. He was miniature golfing in there and pulling out meat trays and shit, you know, and
see, that's what made me mad. That's what made me mad.
That was a nice meat tray.
Nobody wanted to hang out with them. As soon as they were done with work, they're like, nope. And then
he had bagels.
He had wrapped meat trays with olives.
Right. In 1986? Shit.
Bro.
All three of us would have been sitting there on the couch.
Heck yeah. Let's be honest. That plot of meat trays was tight. He had the crackers on there. I saw the cheese. I saw the olives on there. I saw all that, the ham. And he had
It was a charcuterie board before charcuterie became cootery with a shardy.
And he had the bagels cut in half too, didn't he, Deb?
Pre-cut.
You know what's funny? I go off topic for a little bit.
Oh shit.
Oh damn. We was just on time.
On my Facebook memories, I just saw a little right before we got in here. There was a meme that said, "This is how my friends get me to go out," and then it says, "Oh, there'll be food there," and then they said, "That's why me and Josh are fat, because that's how our friends get us to go out." And then right now, I just said the three of us would be sitting on my couch,
eating the meat tray with his ass. I want it too. You in college? He must have been. Let me tell you something. He had to be a pretty low guy on the totem pole if you in college and you got food and they won't even hang out with you.
Which made no sense because they were there for to borrow a car, and he goes, "Oh, hold on!" And he reaches up to the key rack.
I got one left.
That Fleetwood Cadillac.
Oh red. My god, man.
And then see, he says, he goes, "And now we'll talk about the fee." And they're like, "Oh, well, we thought, you know, this was going to be more of a favor, as in we do something for you and you do something for us." And he's like, "Oh, okay. So one hand washes the other hand." And he's like, "Exactly." He's like, "All right. So how about, you know, we just hang out from now?" And they're like, He's like, "All right, well, how about we're friends for a month?" And they're like, He's like, "Okay, how about you take me on the trip and then you just tell people we're friends for a week?" They're like, "All right, deal." I was like, fuck these guys.
Exactly. That was low, man. That was low. But you can see how he was, though. You know.
I feel bad for Doug. Like
Duncan.
I did too. But, you know, there's a reason why they didn't want to hang out with him. I don't know why.
You know what I was amazed by?
What?
So, and I'm going to say this quoting a movie. All right. In 16 Candles, he was the lake, big lake. You know, she get a married and all that, right? And this was 1986, and they didn't have him do any type of Asian stereotypes or anything like that. He was just straight up a guy.
Yep.
I was completely surprised by that. This is a horror movie. It's cheesy. It's 1986. You have Gedi Watanabe. And
I thought the whole concept of his character was, you know, like to the concept that he's, you know, mogulizing in school, you know, and doing everything. I thought he was a pretty cool guy. You know, he dressed fine, everything, right. You know, but people just didn't want to deal with his Asian ass. That's all.
Well, I was just amazed that the directors and all that didn't have him talking all like Long Duck Dong.
Why? That's Long Duck Dong. That's the two different characters. This guy's a genius.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They didn't give him any kind of accent. They didn't give him any, like, you know how 1986 was.
Yeah. 1986 was really racist.
Yeah, 1986 was pretty crazy. I ain't gonna front. You know, come on, man. I mean, He-Man was in his full prime. You know?
If y'all haven't seen it, man, I wish I was prepared for this. But this is what happens when we do Cast the Pod, the podcast. And shit just comes out wild. Have you seen the training people how to eat chicken McNugget video from back in the day when McDonald's first brought out chicken nuggets and they had to teach people how to use the dipping sauces and all that?
Oh my God.
Vaguely. I'm just saying.
They might. Oh my God. Saying. No. Man.
When the nuggets get in the sweet and sour sauce and they start growing Fu Manchus and have like swords and shit.
I gotta look that up. Cause I remember people something like that vaguely, man. I can't. Come on, I go back to the McDLT days. You know, but anyway, what we supposed to be
that are in the pod back in my day.
People
didn't know that you were gonna dip your nuggets. They had to show you the dip for the nuggets.
You know what?
Let me tell you something
to show my age real quick, right? So I was at work and I was eating a Hot Pocket, right, for a snack, right?
Hot Pocket.
Right, and I was talking to the younger guy that was working with me, right? And he was like, tell me, you guys eat those when I was a kid? I said, we didn't have Hot Pockets when I was a kid, right? And he was like, really? He said, he's like, what? I was like, why didn't you guys have Hot Pockets? He's like, I said, because we didn't have microwaves.
I remember our first microwave.
Right. We didn't have microwaves back then.
Before Hot Pockets, the government admitted that aliens gave that technology. I mean, oh, shit.
There we go. There it goes. This is what happens we're supposed to be talking about Vamp.
I'm just saying, look. Has microwave oven technology changed from back then till now? No.
Nope. Has it improved?
Have phones changed and improved? But microwave ovens haven't? Not that they were originally created as pulse energy weapons to use against the
Let me tell you something, Josh. That may be true. That may be true. Because it's scary out here, bro. Where did that come from? You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, we got a microwave out of the blue. Out of the blue. We got microwave problems out here in this world. You know what I'm saying? The biggest thing they ever did with the microwave and changed it was that they told you that you don't have to stand so close so they don't mess up your balls. Because people used to have them. Right. At one point, they were talking about putting microwaves in your doggone bathrooms so you could disinfect your toothbrush. You know? So, I mean, like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Back to 1986, people.
I did not say that. That was not me. The thoughts and views of whatever came out of my mouth right now have nothing to do with it. Wasn't me.
This was Deb. Deb, do me a favor.
What?
Look, as we go through this, do your Googles. We haven't pulled out your Google Deb.
Google as Deb.
Google Deb. What was popular back in 1986?
What was what?
Popular in 1986.
Okay.
Right. So.
Not having AIDS.
Jeez.
Look. This is back in my day, Pepperidge Farm remembers. Look, I remember when Pepperidge Farms came out talking about they remember shit as a TV commercial. But what, Deb?
So I put what was popular back, and it came up what was popular back in the 80s.
No, we want precisely 86.
Yeah, but it still said
they knew it automatically as she was typing it up.
Yeah.
They'd be listening. Before she tells us what was popular in 1986, let me give her a little time right there to Google. For the youngsters out there, there used to be a dietary aid.
Oh, a dietary aid, Josh? Please tell.
It was called AIDS. AYDS.
Oh my gosh.
And it was chocolates. And it was supposed to help all these people lose weight and this and that, blah, blah, blah. And I remember my grandmother, God rest her soul.
Oh, my goodness.
Big lady. Big lady. And she was talking about getting AIDS. And she was gonna buy AIDS. AYDS. Right? And I remember seeing the TV commercial all the time. I don't know if it was like an infomercial or what, because I was a little youngster. Right? And if you're wondering why I'm like right here, I'm looking at you talking at the screen. I should be looking at the camera as I tell you this. And then next thing you know, you don't hear about AIDS no more. And then all of a sudden, you know, you had to be careful. AIDS is killing people. And I was like, all they have to do is quit eating the chocolate. You know, people were talking about how dangerous AIDS was. And my child mind was thinking, well, don't fucking eat it then.
I used to think the same thing when they used to say they need to stop selling drugs and kids shouldn't buy drugs and drugs was bad. And I used to say, I don't understand. But if they want to stop the drug dealers, the drug store is right there. It's Walgreens, it's the drug store. So, yep. Right. You know? Yep. But that's it, man. Come on.
Didn't find anything yet.
The first thing that came up was about the space shuttle. And then it reminded me of what you said about the movie.
That was the Challenger, right?
This movie started filming the day the Challenger exploded.
Oh, shit. Wow, that's fucked up.
I told y'all what happened to me, right? In 1986 in elementary school?
No.
Me, yes. I don't know about
No bullshit. I don't know if we've talked about my paranormal experiences or my belief in extrasensory perception and whatnot, but I got in trouble in school because I didn't want to watch the shuttle take off because I was telling them they were all going to die. They were all going to blow up. They were all going to die. And as they took me to Mr. Guzman, not Mr. Guzman, he said Guzman, even though it was Guzman. As they were taking me to Mr. Guzman's office, right, because I was crying, I was like, they're all gonna die, I don't want to watch them die. It blew up, and I remember them taking me through the, because we had it in our classes and all that.
Dang.
Right? And as we're going through the cafetorium area,
yeah,
right, they had it on a big TV up there.
Everybody's watching that in school. I remember watching that back in school.
And then I still got sat down in the principal's office and they asked me what was going on, and he was all like, well, of course he's going to think that. They just saw that. The teacher's like, no, he was saying it before it happened. And he was like, what do you want me to do?
Right, what do you want me to do?
They still called my mom. They called my mom. She went over there. She chewed them out. She's like, really? This is what you're... She wasn't surprised that I could see the future. But well, she was surprised that they bothered her.
About it.
About it.
To let you know your child is special.
Yeah. Then I got my ass whooped for doing something.
You got your ass whooped for that?
Because they bothered her.
Oh, what the fuck? You know, that's just a fucked up... You know, that's a 1986 shit.
Yep.
That's some 1986 shit for real, man.
Yep.
Man, that was like coming off the whole thing with the Tylenol dude, right? Because that was like...
Oh, people are dying with Tylenol.
Yeah, that was out here. You know? They was dropping dead right next to each other.
They were spiking it. Yep. That's why we got the seals on the top of shits now.
They never caught the guy that did that.
Man.
They never caught who did that shit. To this day, they still don't know.
Okay, 1986, we got A&W cream soda.
Ooh, that was good. I remember that. Azteca.
What?
Adidas. Azteca.
Adidas Azteca?
Yeah.
Azteca.
That's what it says.
What are those? I know my Adidas.
I think that's around the time they got the contract.
And Atari 7800.
Oh, yeah.
The 7800 dropped. Oh, wow.
1986 also.
Adidas Azteca was... Man, Deborah, you're getting on that international football. that was the big thing in soccer that year. That was their FIFA.
Oh,
that was.
I can't really find anything.
In like, France and that man.
We got Beanie Babies
in '86.
In '86?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. That was like '96, Deb.
That was like the Pound Puppies. Maybe you're thinking Pound Puppies. So whoever, you getting that off of Wikipedia? Somebody put that on there.
Right. Come on, Google Deb. Josh, okay, and so...
It was also how do you say this? Chernobyl?
Chernobyl? Oh, yeah, that was some shit.
Disaster.
Oh.
Still going on now.
Yeah, that Chernobyl was a big one. That was a big one. What'd you say, Chernobyl for life?
What movie are we talking about now?
What movie was number one in 1986?
What?
Top Gun.
Highway to the Danger Zone.
Yeah.
How much did things cost?
Not much.
An average cost of a new home was $111,000.
Oh, that was shit. Average?
That was average? How many bedrooms?
Driving your car to and from that home would cost you an average of 93 cents a gallon.
Okay. Oh, we're done all that. Now we're getting to cobwebs part. We're getting to cobwebs part, and that is exactly something I wanted to talk about.
What?
I kind of thought they were dead.
When?
They died in a car accident.
No, I didn't think they died in a car accident.
Because when they took that turn, and the car is just like, and it's spinning around.
Right.
Right? And then all of a sudden, they're in a whole new dimension.
Yep.
Another dimension. And they're in an alternate reality or something like that. Or they're in hell, where there are now demons and albino angels.
I didn't take it like that. I thought they were just in another. They just went in. They was in a different realm, bro. Where they were at was not normal. That was just a completely different area and everything. Because the police didn't even like coming down there. Everybody knew to get out of there by a certain time. You have to get the hell up out of here before it get dark. You know what I'm saying? Because these vampires be coming out.
So they spun out and they ended up downtown Detroit. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. And then they showed it up at that doggone bar. Right, and that was the one guy was supposed to be Rumsfeld or whatever his name was, right?
Renfield,
yeah. Renfield, right? The Maitre D. Right.
So this is my other.
What's my the other problem?
Well, then they run into these street thugs.
Oh wow!
When they go to that restaurant.
Yeah.
Right? And the old man. He's all like, we close at dark. It's already like midnight o'clock.
It's past dusk. He should have been closed.
if he was a regular, he knew they were supposed to be closed. You know? And then here comes in the albino gang.
Man.
Right?
I don't grow with them badass teeth.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Man. You talk about seeing the... What was she smoking?
Meth. She was all methed up.
Her teeth was jacked up.
Leaders, don't do that.
There was so many things wrong with her teeth. So all at once.
AJ's like, nope, don't do that. Don't play that way. And she's like, hey. He's like, hey. She's like, hey. And then she goes to stick her tongue out, and the three teeth point out before her tongue does.
Oh, shit, it did.
No, but here's the thing. When you got teeth like that, you know how I look, mine are all jacked up right here in the front and cracked and everything like that. And I know.
Well, that's her dude, come on, bro. Bro, she's sitting up there sucking on a lollipop. She know the damn well that her nasty ass teeth, she shouldn't have been sucking on no lollipop, because that's why her teeth was jacked up like that anyway.
She went to lick her lips and her teeth were so big and pointing in so many directions that her fucking tongue went off road like a Bigfoot truck.
Oh man, I mean, they were like three different colors, you know. Her teeth look like that fucking Halloween candy core.
Look, when I was a little kid,
right,
I was out of my grandfather's house, right, went into the shed, found this old ass rusty handsaw, jigsaw, right?
Right.
And I started cutting into concrete with it, right? And after I spent way too much time cutting into concrete, not realizing that I was on rebar, the metal and the concrete.
Right.
The teeth on that saw look better than the teeth on this chick.
She got all offended because he got mad. Like, you him, he upset because he don't like me because of my teeth.
But here's the thing, though. It's Snow and the two girls. They ordered six coffees.
Yeah.
Right? And then he gets into a street fight with the gang leader, AJ, and he grabs him by the nuts. How are you going to be a street gang in this urban, New York-looking, Detroit-looking, you know, town, and some college boy comes out and shows you up in front of your ladies? That's a weak-ass game.
Bro, this is something about the 80s. You guys don't get it yet. It was okay back in the day in the 90s for a man in a fight to grab another man's nuts. Okay? I don't understand why they did that back in the 80s, but that was common. If you get into a fight, some guy could grab your nuts. I mean, like, come on. And you're like, this is where we're at right now.
Hey, this is the rule. A stranger gets in a fight with you, you don't know him from me. You don't know what's going to go on. You don't know. You do what you got to do. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So we grab him by the nuts.
Low down and dirty and cheating. You don't know this person. You don't know their intentions. You're not fighting with your friends or anything like that. And if you have to grab a handful of sack and give it a twist, and
and then he gonna make him drop the knife. He gonna make him drop the knife and start dancing around with his ass in the kitchen, in the restaurant.
But you gotta be careful though. If you're reaching down and you grab the guy's junk like that,
right?
And then somebody else walks up behind you and they touch your shoulder, and then all of a sudden everybody else is shaking, and then the guy flinches and then just flips you over with his junk, like in wrestling.
What?
Don't tell me you ain't seen that. What was his name, Deborah? We had him here in town one time.
I don't remember.
I completely forgot his name. But he got wrestling Me Too'd out of the business, allegedly. What are we talking about?
We're supposed to be talking about vape, man. It's not vape, vibe, fam. Woo! It's been one of those days, man. Right.
Oh man.
Okay. Let me drive this in. Okay. So they finally get to the bar, the strip club, right? And these strippers are like really doing erotic shit. It's like not really like a strip club. They call that like a gentleman's club. Because there was like no nudity consistently like that. It was just more or less burlough type dancing or whatever, kind of like a stripper feel.
Yes.
But you saw, I saw Bush a couple times and other things as well.
But, I mean, I don't know. This is what I got mad about. I legitimately told Deborah, I was like, I want a job like that.
Well, when you work at a strip club?
I've worked in clubs over the years and all that. But I mean, the guy where he's like, all right, coming next to the stage.
Oh, yeah.
Be an announcer for a club.
I mean that guy was like the maitre d slash doorman slash ringleader slash
cockroach eater.
Yeah, that was the Renfield part. Like, he was eating roaches and he was drinking Katrina. That was her name, right? Or Karina.
No, it's Katrina.
Drinking her blood. She was just feeding him enough just to keep him around. And the thing is, the number two guy after him was Vlad, and he was hundreds of years old. How's he going to be the henchman's henchman? But so
he wasn't that smart.
Yeah, no, I think so.
Touche. Let me digress. Going back and thinking about it, I was telling Deborah, I'm like, man, this guy's stupid. All you got to do, go up to the maitre d' guy, go up to the announcer guy, and be like, look, I need a stripper. I need a stripper and send her bodyguard, and we need to go to a college thing, and this is how much I got to pay, and then whatever else she makes over there, she makes over there. That's all he had to do. It was
1986.
Man, fuck that.
You talk to the chick on the side, and that's that, and she directs you to what she can get. He thought it was going good. She called him back. Grace Jones. That dance by Grace Jones
was horrible. They shouldn't have filmed that. They should have got her immediate medical attention.
Are you serious?
somebody needed to go up and then take a wave brush and hold her fucking tongue down to make sure she didn't swallow her tongue.
That hairdo.
Because
there was so much going on.
You're turning her on her side so she can breathe.
Man, she was full of herself in this movie, dude. There was pictures. Her every picture in the movie of a woman on a wall was Grace Jones. Okay?
Well, you know why, right? Her real life best friend that did her paint job and painted the body of the chair also did the artwork for the... And Grace Jones supplied most of her own clothes and all that.
Well, that wasn't that much to... That wasn't that much to...
to supply. This was an ultra low, almost no budget film.
Bro, that outfit she had on, it was...
Early cues.
Yeah, that was something different. I don't know. It was
with her paint job and all that. She was supposed to model Daryl Hannah from Blade Runner.
Okay,
I remember Blood? And then I was like, yeah, that makes sense. And then I went and looked her up, and I was like, that looks nothing like her. Just her hair was kind of shaped the same.
Yeah,
well, she had white paint, and then she but. Daryl Hannah
was just pasty white as she was, but she had blue and black.
Pasty white.
Yeah, that wasn't makeup, but that was the lack of melanin. I can never say that word.
She was not that white.
Daryl Hannah?
Yeah.
What you talking about? You see straight through her ass.
Her skin was still see through. You could see her thoughts.
Oh, shit.
She used to get sunburnt in the dark.
I ain't saying none of this, y'all. Don't allegedly, I want her people coming
allegedly,
out. Allegedly.
Ladies and gentlemen, this shit's just for entertainment. Them's just jokes.
That's all it is. They just jokes. Okay, so you didn't like the dance?
No, the dance was fucking horrible.
Deb, what'd you think of the dance?
Deborah, what'd you think about the dance?
I thought it was weird.
The guy, everybody there didn't know what the hell they saw. You know, they were just like.
Afterwards, she quits dancing, and everybody's like. For those not watching on YouTube or Josh on Spotify, you can get this video on Spotify also, by the way.
Was like in shock.
Everybody's just like there, quiet. And then, oh, bravo, bravo. Shut the fuck up. You're in a titty club, and it's a gentleman's club. And there's so much a gentleman, they're balling up the bills and chunking them at them at full strength. And
in the beginning, when they first walked in, that's what the guy was doing.
Oh, my gosh.
And all scrunched up.
You know, it was crazy, though, when she took them back in there, you know, there was so many signs that they were vampires. You know, yeah. You know, every single time, you know, somebody gets drunk and passed out and take them out, they just been sucked up. Somebody ate them, you know, in the club. And then it was like when they walked in, you saw them like they were putting on their makeup, and it was somebody like they were supposed to be like a booth for like a mirror that you would see, but it was actually somebody sitting across from you, you know, like you were in the mirror.
That was cool. That was really cool.
Yeah, that was pretty hard, man. I mean,
I didn't even get it when that's happening. Deborah's like, "Oh, that's cool," and then later on, when AJ, spoiler alert, gets turned into a vampire, he's like, he was a vampire for like 14 minutes, and he's like, "Oh, my soul is tired," and you don't even have a reflection. He's sitting there reaching through the fake mirror, and he's like, "Shut the fuck up with your brand new vampire powers."
Wait, they gave him a list. I had it somewhere around here. They gave me a list.
They gave him the rules, the vampire rules, printed out on a paper.
Right, they gave him a piece of paper.
It's 1986. It was probably one of those laminated cards with the real small print on it.
Flip it over.
Oh, that was another thing. Let me see your IDs when Duncan and Keith go in there.
Right.
And he takes the ID and takes a wallet, and he's all like 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50. Then they show the Visa card. He's like, "All right, you're good."
Dude, this is 1986, man. Come on. Remember,
all they had to do, and you know, Duncan would have thrown in another two bills, because you know Duncan spent more than that there at the club.
Yep,
he was getting part. Well, no, you didn't have to spend that much at the club. The drinks were $1 unlimited. All you could drink for $1, so he wasn't spending that much money. And they were drinking the High Life, baby. They was drinking the champagne of beers. You know what I'm saying? That's when Miller High Life was the shit. Okay? 1986.
Not AJ, but the other guy, what was his friend? Who was his
Keith.
Name?
Keith.
The waitress girl was bringing him beers too.
Yes, she was bringing him beers, and she's like, "You don't remember me?" And he's like, "Nope." She's like, "You don't remember me?" Nope. And then all through the fucking movie, and I know the writer who also wrote like The Expendables and stuff like that, the director, he ended up doing Expendables 1, 2, 3, and 4 and all that shit. That was trying to build suspense about who is she? Is she possibly a vampire? Is she possibly a vampire? There's even that scene when they leave the pawn shop and you see the security mirror, what do they call it? The monkey ball.
Yeah.
That. Yeah.
She wasn't in the reflection.
Yeah.
Did you ever have one of those?
What?
A reflection.
No. Yes, he has a reflection. You have a reflection, right?
Right.
I don't know if it was the name of the company or what, but it was called a monkey ball, and you put it on your monitor on your computer. That way, you know if anybody's walking up behind you.
Yeah, I never got one of those. I didn't get one.
Oh. I was given.
Oh, hey,
but I don't know if that's what the big mirrors, those big rounded security mirrors, were called. But I remember the little one about this size that you'd put on your monitor. Not that I ever had anything on my monitor that I needed to make sure that there was nobody standing behind me watching me watch what I was watching.
Yeah, you know what? They also did.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh. We're going to get through this, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to get sooner or later, we're going to get through this movie.
Y'all that don't know, not only do we pod for y'all's entertainment, not only do we pod for the community that we feel from y'all, and that's no bullshit. I feel a community with y'all. I feel a community with the two, three of us here. But that was gonna be my point. This is also how we talk to each other. This is our communication. So not only, I mean, we just record it, we throw it in the podcast.
Pretty much. You guys are just in for the ride. Definitely for the ride.
And thank you for joining us for the ride. Come along and ride on my fantastic
voyage. Huh. Wait.
Come on, we were supposed to continue what? That.
I'm sorry. I had something written down here.
Oh, well, go ahead.
Okay, it was about, girl, Josh reminded me something. You know, like when they was trying to play it off, whether or not she was a vampire or not. They pressed that like all the way through the entire movie. Even like
all the way to the end.
Right, why was she sitting up there when he cut his hand and she kissed the blood off his hand and sucked it off of his finger or something like that? Why would you do that in the middle of a vampire?
And not only that, when they're climbing out of the manhole cover.
Right.
Right. What did he tell her? He goes, hun, can you come over? Why are you calling her hun? So come to find out that they played Spin the Bottle back in sixth grade.
Yeah.
And she's mad because they met at summer camp and knew each other a whole 2 hours. And then she was mad that he didn't remember her.
Yeah.
AJ did.
AJ never got a chance to realize it was her.
Yeah, he when he saw her for the first time, he called her by her name, and then she looked at him.
AJ was probably trying to bang her. That's why he remembered.
And she,
hey, you're Lucy McGee.
She looked at him, and then she looked at what's his face, like, see. And she even said it in the movie. She's like, AJ probably remember me.
Yeah, she was loose though. She was loose. Her strap kept coming down throughout the whole time.
Thank you for catching the yeah.
Yeah, she was loose. She was ready to go. She was good to go. Weird. She took him back to her place. You know?
Dude.
No, they went to go look for AJ.
Oh, my God.
AJ goes to the back, right?
Yeah.
And now that we're an hour into this shit, AJ goes to the back. And Grace Jones does not say a word for this entire movie.
Nope.
She wanted to play a vaudevillian silent movie type and all that. And so he's like, so we need a dancer. And you seem to be the one. And blah, 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 blah. Please go have a convulsion in front of all our friends that we're trying to get an apartment with. And I'm thinking, it's already 9:00. It's pitch black outside 9:00. You know. You got 200 miles to go for this party. What time does this party end? 10:00 tomorrow?
They just doing it, bro. They doing it. I think the party was the next day.
No, it was that night. It was that night. The party was tonight. When they're doing the...
They said we need a stripper for tonight.
Oh, my gosh. That was kind of crazy. That didn't make any sense when you think about it.
So she doesn't say nothing. And then he just lays down, takes off all his clothes, and she gets on top of him. And it's like, and he...
She took his clothes off of him. She helped.
Well, she took them off.
But both of them did.
In
real life, her fake teeth broke through the fake prosthetic on his neck and really cut his neck.
Jeez.
Wow. So some of the blood you see is his real blood.
Oh, my gosh. That was a gruesome vampire transformation.
Yep. I see hints over the years that were used probably in Dust Till Dawn.
Yeah.
I see Queen of the Damned. There was a very, very much. She had one outfit that was really nice, really vampire, Egyptian, old school, whatever. And it's like, you should have let off with that. The stupid curly cues and the white face paint. And ironically enough, most people that know of this movie remember the picture of her white face paint, her red hair, and the red lips.
The outfit she had at the end was dope.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say that outfit you're talking about, and then she just had like a little bit of makeup. She looked really pretty.
Well, because Grace Jones by herself is pretty.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying that outfit, like, she looked really, really pretty. She was very beautiful.
Is she still alive?
Yeah, I think so. Strong J's probably still out there kicking it. Because let me tell you something. When she started transforming on him, you know, I was like, oh, shit. Her toenails got all long and shit, you know?
They're all curling.
Oh, man. And he couldn't do nothing to stop her. He was trying. And then when she just jumped down on him and just started eating him like that, you could just see his life just draining out of his eyes, you know?
Literally. So then they find out that her assistant, that Asian lady, was prettier than any of the dancers in the. I mean, he should have tried to
get her.
Try to get the Asian lady, the assistant. I only say Asian lady because there's so many ladies in there. That's the easiest way to describe this one lady. But her assistant, he should have tried to get her assistant to be the dancer back in the whatever.
Well, she was just a new girl. She was new. She didn't know because she was supposed to follow the rules, but she didn't follow the rules.
And that was the thing. You're supposed to get strangers. You're supposed to get people that only have that don't come in with nobody.
Yeah.
Vagrants, vagabonds. What are the words?
All of those.
And then she ended up getting the guy that had two other guys there with him.
Yep. Man.
And then, what was her name, Deborah? Grace Jones's name?
Katrina.
Katrina, that scene when her assistant's back is to the camera and Katrina's there like, oh, it's okay, making it look like it's okay. And then all of a sudden, whack, you see the blood stains on her back.
Yeah. She
through the front and tore her heart out.
Oh, it was still beating?
Yeah. But I mean, but you actually see the blood on the back of the shirt, through the shirt.
Yeah.
That was cool stuff, especially since there's not much, it's not very graphic heavy. Because even the teeth later on when they're in the not the subway, in the underground, the, what do you call it? The sewers.
Yeah.
Her teeth looked bad. You could tell that she had a bad mouthpiece and her teeth were almost like old girls.
Well, maybe it was because you said that her teeth had broke.
Well, it was something. I mean, they were showing like she was at a different state, you know? And it was like, she was like full of, let me tell you something. First of all, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to back up. Not even that far. That attack that she did on him was very done very well.
Which one?
The whole thing, eating him,
the big chunks of the blood
and the flesh, and it was dope.
It was dope. And when she first transformed, when you saw her teeth and everything, she kind of reminded me of her like transforming into a werewolf. Like, it gave a werewolf type because her mouth, like, stuck out.
The bad prosthetic teeth as well.
But it looked badass.
It did look badass. It was.
They could have made this movie. It was a comedy. It's a horror slash comedy, but they could have made this a dark, scary horror movie with just a little bit different effort. Just a little twist here.
Yeah, they could have, but they had fun with it.
This movie did have one of the scariest scenes for me, and I know Deborah got a little like with it too in a movie ever. The scene where, if you've ever worked around equipment elevators and lifts like that, where you don't have that safety door there and you actually see shit moving as you're going by and all that, when he's there and he fell and the elevator starts closing up on him.
Yeah.
And then he grabs that fire extinguisher, puts it there, and just sneaks out. Like, it looked like it was about to catch his hand. And
He was in it.
That was a good.
That part had me on the edge of my seat.
That's the part when he knew shit got real. Okay, when he looked up and he was like, "Oh shit, this shit got fucking real, real fast."
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that fire extinguisher, he'd have been done.
Yeah.
Did he walk out of the elevator, or did they push him out? Because I know they went to the 12th.
He walked out thinking they were on the 13th.
And then she's like, "No, wait!"
And then the door closes. And I thought old guy in the elevator took her and got her, and he was in on it too. But nope, she just left. That's also one of the things that makes you think, is she a vampire? Did they let her out? Is she in on this whole
thing? Yeah. It was a lot to it, man. I like the way they played it.
Yeah.
I did too.
And then here comes the snowflake gang or the albino gang. Or
oh, my goodness.
They get done. They get worked. One of the best scenes, though, there's that little girl with the stringy hair. That's just there always with the doll. And you're Deborah even went, aw. And then later on in the movie, the big albino guy, right? He had that He-Man haircut, that Prince Valiant haircut.
Yeah, he did.
Right? Dude, he went to Creep Zone USA. He's like, "Hey, little girl."
Yeah, he did.
And she just hops up looking like the rabbit from Monty Python.
She grabbed him on his arm.
On his arm. Yeah. And then he's spinning around. And you know that was a kid. You know that was a real kid. And they harnessed her to his arm or whatever. Because he spun around and he tried to shake her so many times. And it looked like she was holding on like her mounting vest.
Oh, my God. Or something like
that. And they're just, her teeth are there.
Oh, it just dropped on her ass. She was
hit the ground.
Bitch, get the fuck off me. Right.
He was all spinning around like pinwheel spinning around.
Oh my God. That motherfucker was done in by a 3-year-old. Did you see the milkman come out of our house?
This movie is horrible. This movie is bad. But the stuff in here that's good in this movie is good.
Remember when she was sitting up there, she was like, "Where she's at," right? And she went upstairs and then the milkman came running out the house.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, when she was sitting on the front porch. And she came, when she finally went.
I saw it, but I didn't get it.
Yeah, because mommy was upstairs getting the milk, getting some dick from the milkman, you know?
Like the milkman. And then, because
they said, "Where's your mom?" And then she ran inside and then. I forgot her name, the waitress.
So
I hate when parents do that.
It was 86.
It's just a 1980s joke of the milkman's coming by to hook up the mom.
Right. That's all. Deb, come on.
Milkman.
Deb, they sent me to school with a key around my neck to get in the house on a shoestring.
You got a key?
Yeah.
I just had to wait outside.
No, I was a turnkey kid. I had my key to my apartment around my neck on a shoestring.
Yeah.
Turnkey kit.
Yeah. It was horrible. It was horrible with all that independence.
Oh, yeah. And
that's why you, they have to make Stranger Things, the movie, like in the 80s and shit like that. And that's why you had to do Stand By Me or the hood version, you know, Boys in the Hood. You want to see a dead body? Boys in the Hood is nothing but Stand By Me, you know, but in the hood.
Yeah, the black version.
Yeah. Same thing. It's just,
coming of age movies are always good.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean,
y'all did not even appreciate the effort I put into that fucking joke.
What? It was a joke? I thought it was like real. You know?
Oh, yeah, true. I mean, it is.
And then, okay.
Whatever.
You know what's good and bad at the same time?
What is that?
So like all the times that they were hiding back then, we didn't have cell phones, So they didn't have to worry about their cell phones going off.
Well, that was one of the things that I was trying to get to that I was thinking. Thank you for bringing that back up, Deb. Yeah, you can't do that movie now. Talking about when we were latchkey kids and stuff like that, having that independence, walking around, doing stuff. And you're supposed to be here, but you're really somewhere else. You know, just digging in the trash or trying to.
Dude, that shit was so fucked up. Okay, let's get back to this part right here when they was chewing them up. Messing with them when they got all these people got messed up. No. Wait. The whole sewer system scenes. When he's running around through the sewers and everything else like that, it was something out of a floppy disk video game or something, man.
Doom.
Yeah, it was
Wolfenstein 3D.
Right, it was like something that we used to play in Homeroom or something like that. Turn left, go up this street, you know, go through. It was a bunch of weird ass characters. You know,
the old guy he ran into at the end that had the rat.
Right.
Deborah asked me this: did he bite the rat? Because he had the rat up to his face, but it kind of looked like he kissed him. But at the same time, when he moves the rat away, you hear like a.
Right. I thought he ate the rat.
And it looked like he had blood on his
face. He's like, I found my friend.
He was living in the sewer off of rats. He's a vampire eating rats.
That was just Michael Myers in that stupid ass Halloween's Dead movie, whatever, when fucking Michael Myers got killed by a station wagon mom and
her. Oh my gosh. Don't. Don't.
Fuck that movie.
Tarnish my hopes and dreams.
The first time he was in the sewers and they closed that thing, the manhole cover. And then he went to another one. That part did scare me. When his hand comes out, the other hand just grabs him.
Ah.
And he's like, ah! That part didn't make me jump.
There's some good jump scares in this movie.
Yeah. I mean, he literally gets out of the sewer just to go back into the sewer again.
Well, that was the safest place.
We're an hour and 11 minutes into this. I'm sorry that I just derailed the train so far. But getting to the parts that I didn't like. So they can't capture Duncan and Keith, who are drunk in their club.
Wow.
They can't capture them there. You know, so they bring AJ back to life.
Yeah.
And AJ's there.
How did they do that if he was already dead?
I don't know. I don't know how they did it. Right. Jeez, that whole thing, that didn't even make any sense.
So here's the thing, right? These are the dumbest, worst. I mean, AJ's a vampire for 47 seconds, and he has all the vampire rules.
On a piece of paper that he lost.
And here's the other guy with Vlad talking about, I haven't had a drink of alcohol in 75 years, which means he's been a vampire for at least 75 years, right? And they beat this entire coven, this entire den, this entire gang of vampires with two glasses of brandy.
Yeah, they did. A bottle. A Cavassier.
Yeah, there you go.
They had a bottle of Cavassier. Half a bottle of Cavassier and a lighter. He had a big lighter. He was warding them off with a big lighter.
And then... boss man, maitre d guy, and yeah, with just a regular little.
Right, he had a Bic, and he was like Bic away, and he was like.
So here's the thing, no, and Deborah's like, no, the whole club's on fire. Fuck that. Hold on. It's still 3:00 a.m. It's dark outside, right? And they're there in the club, and he's there in the club office. And there's like four trickles of flames, no bigger than my thumb, on the wall. He's like, yeah, I miss the good old days. And they're already giving up on life.
He didn't want to because he wanted to go to Vegas and Katrina didn't want to go to Vegas. So
right.
But Vlad and all the other vampires and shit like that weren't on fire, they're just sitting there just like, I'm going to wait till this fire gets me.
No, they never really showed if they died or if they took off.
They were all dead. Dead.
Yeah, that's right, Josh. He didn't kill all of them. He just did enough to get away. You know,
yeah.
That's all that was. Because a lot of them tried to go to bed, but he got all those. He killed them all in that one room. And why would the fuck would all them damn vampires have that damn kerosene in there?
Yeah, three 50-gallon tanks.
Barrels. Of kerosene.
Kerosene, no lid, there. Just they were huffing kerosene.
Right, why would you have that in your crypt?
You still smell like the whore that you ate at the club. Here, take a bath in kerosene. Whoa.
That made no sense at all. When he had one barrel, I thought, okay, that's it. When he said the other two. Kerosene. It's like, how did he have so many?
Put it there for the movie.
He spilled one over. Boom, that filled the whole little indented section that was like a little mini pool. Blunk, 55 gallons into there in all the coffins. Blunk, 55 gallons down the stairs. Blunk, 55 more gallons. Man.
There was a lot of things wrong with this movie, and that was it.
Then, and I know it's a movie, and I know just like you're saying, right? He's like, the match throws one match. If you, I mean, that's, you know, that's how it is. When you don't want a match to stay lit, it stays lit. But just one match through it.
Sometimes that's all you need.
No. Ironically
enough, I was making me some ramen noodles, right?
Right.
For this movie. And we have this one burner in the back far right that never lights. You got to get a piece of paper, light the paper, put it back there. Right. And I wasn't paying attention. I thought I was lighting the one in front. Right. And I'm over here. Nothing. Nothing. I'm like, man, this one always burns right. And I turned it and I just kind of left it there for a second and went to get the pan. And then it goes. And I like 4 inches on the side of the stove this way. And then some little bit of that.
Oh, shit.
And I was like. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then this movie has that boom. And it wasn't like a big thing, like whatever, Catch Me on Fire or anything like that. But it was enough to where you heard the whoosh.
Yeah.
And the, you know what I mean? And it was just, yeah.
See, okay, see, they get, wait, let me, here we go again. Oh, fuck. You learned today. Wait. There's another segment. Of I need to get my shit together. Josh, do you have a fire extinguisher at home?
No.
We do. We have one little fire extinguisher. We do. Sink.
Yes, we do.
Under our sink.
Yeah.
No, it's a little one. It's not a full size one. It's a little kitchen one.
What was the last time you checked it?
Yeah, it's probably about 10 years old.
But you bet your life on that son of a bitch.
We bought it when we came here.
So you've had it for over 10 years? Right.
Yeah.
I don't have one either. I don't have
I
didn't.
I really wish you wouldn't have said that shit. Now I'm going to have to go out to Walmart after this.
Right, because this is another realm of we need to get our shit together.
What movie is this?
Vamp.
Okay, let's get to the end. They're in the sewers. He's got his bow and arrow. We didn't even talk about that. At the beginning of the movie, when AJ's there, that's some good friendship. That's some good friendship right there. That AJ's on the phone. Did you notice he walked in with the payphone, holding the whole fucking payphone?
Yes! Yes!
I don't know if in places you could do that. Like there was a long ass cord or whatever, and you just carry the payphone. Or the director was like, how are we gonna have him with the phone? They're like, fuck it, have him carry the phone, the whole payphone. And somebody was like, that can't happen. He's like, it can in this movie.
Hey, it's a college dorm. What do you expect to happen? This is 1986, dude. They were hazing and doing all that shit.
Yes. But here's the cool thing, their friendship. As he's talking on the phone, I'm looking for strippers, blah, 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 blah. Reaches over, gets the apple out, puts it on top of the little mini fridge like that. And here's Keith on the other side with the bow and arrow, thump, splits it in half. AJ grabs it, chunks him a piece, and then he starts eating a piece. Keith didn't even catch him off guard. That was the whole plan. You cut this apple in half. And as soon as that happened, I told Deborah, I was like, watch, it's going to end with the bow and arrow.
Yeah. So do you know this? in a vampire movie? What's the odds that you see a vampire?
In writing, that's called a Chekhov's gun. If you show it, that means you have to use it.
Yep.
And so, you know, we knew that was coming up. But so he shoots her with the arrow, doesn't kill her, whatever, because she's a badass vampire. She's like the queen vampire, right? So what does he do to defeat her? Uses his bow to reach up to the top of the sewer and knock off 1 2x4 in front of her, then 1 2x4 behind her. And she's like, right? And then he reaches up in her shadow zone, in her safe zone, and reaches up like, oh, excuse me. Hold on. Wait a minute. Okay. Almost reaching it. Let me step on my toes. All right. And now you're dead.
It was not that long.
No, it was the timing of this movie. You had to accept it by that point. Okay, this movie had a lot of timing issues. The things took a lot longer than they should have been taking at times. And they had a terrible concept of fading into black consistently. They didn't know have any transition of how to go to the next scene. So they just faded to black and started the next scene of the movie.
Lazy editing.
Right, what did you think they were going to do? Oh, fade to black, next scene. What? I mean...
And then, Deborah's favorite scene in the movie, she burns to a crisp, completely dies, her skeleton, no muscle, there's some tendon on the skeleton,
yep.
As the hands reaching up like that, and then just shoots the bird.
Yep.
Deborah's rolling. I'm like, you like that scene? She's like, it's funny. I guess that was them embracing the comedy.
It was funny, Josh. Bonafide, when they tried, let me tell you something. When they tried to do something funny, they nailed it.
Yeah.
They nailed the funny part, and when they tried to do something gory, they nailed that too. Anything else in between, it was all up for grabs, okay?
So then.
But didn't they do that in Terminator?
No, that was a thumbs up. That was a thumbs up.
Well, maybe that was like their. Instead of doing the thumbs up thing.
No, she gave him the finger.
Terminator, the first one, he's reaching towards her and all that, and then gets smashed, and then it just falls. But so movie's over, vampire's dead and all that. They're crawling out the manhole cover, and it's like, hey, hun. And she's like, what? He opens it. She's like, it's bright. And then she just kind of looks at him like, really, motherfucker? You still don't believe me? And he climbs up. And he goes to help her, and then boom, she gets pulled back into the sewers, right? And it's not Michelangelo, Donatello, and Leonardo. It's Vlad, dumb fat old boyfriend, right? So he survived. Maitre D' guy didn't.
But they never-
Grace Jones didn't. No. Here's the thing. So and he's standing there, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere. He gets run through, right? Am I remembering this right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's AJ, who they thought they killed earlier, who thought he unalived himself with a piece of wood and Keith's hand, right? And this is the part when I told Deborah, for Micah. I know I've seen this before. And she's like, what? And he goes, I thought you died. And he goes, it was for Micah, not real wood. For those of you who don't know that for Micah is not real wood.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah.
That was pretty bad. But old dude was able to kill one vampire with a stiletto.
Yeah, the stiletto had real wood in it. Bamboo.
Just go with it. At this point, with this movie, what can you expect?
Maybe they stabbed him in the heart. They stabbed her in the heart.
I don't.
And she was like, you hurt my heart.
I don't know. I can't explain it. I honestly could not explain this ending to you in this movie. How that worked out. I mean, why it took Odu so long with the bow and arrow, you know, to pull the trigger, you know. I think I don't understand that. Maybe he wanted the blood to roll down to, you know, to get I don't.
Yeah, that was something that was kind of cool. He's pulling the string back, whatever the yaw or whatever you call it on the bow, and it's cutting into his finger, and then the one drop of blood hits his shoe, and she's like, "What?" and thunk, shoots her in the mouth.
Yeah,
really guy.
Yeah, really guy.
He was waiting for her to move her head away from...
Just a little bit more for a cleaner shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then he was also... I think he was also contemplating if, like, how to do it timely if he's going to shoot her. Because he already had saw the board on the top.
Yes. With the science. Sign.
So he was, like, trying to figure out in his head, like, where do I hit her?
Man.
Yeah.
He was thinking about banking it off the corner, hitting the roof, bouncing off the, you know, all Hawkeye.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it was all good.
The apple, so you know he was like a really good.
So here's my bad horror memory stuff. So I remember that, right? And I always thought it was like one of the 976 evil movies, but where he's walking underneath them and they're walking over the top and they're going to the same thing. That was my bad. All these years, I thought that was it.
Oh.
He was like, follow us.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. You know, as they walk in, he's walking underneath them under the sewer. You know, I'm like, this really makes no sense at all. It really makes no sense at all. One minute this dude's talking about like he can't control his hunger. I can't do it, you know, and then next thing you know, he's like, hey, we can just do this and we're okay. I mean, he was even going to give him some of his blood. Remember when he asked him? He's like, just take a little bit right now just to get you by, you know? They were friends. Maybe
he had already fed. So once you feed that first time, once you feed that first time, then you can be able to control it.
No.
I don't know, Deb. It didn't make too much sense to me. But so, I do want to point out,
anybody that's still listening, an hour and almost 30 minutes in the movie. How long was the movie?
An hour and 30 minutes.
An hour and 33 minutes for the movie.
Right.
Talking longer than the damn movie. Listen all the way through, 1 hour, 26 minutes, 45, 46 seconds into this. We have a phone number you can call. 786-PODCAST. 763-2278. So 786-763-2278. Leave us a message. Because right now I'm looking at two different calls here. The first one is from Sticker Mule, the company we make that we use to make stickers. Okay, don't want to talk about that. Let's see. The other one is Vital Imaging Center. That's apparently a wrong number because that's not in Miami. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So somebody in Miami who used to have this number, 786 podcast, call Vital Image Center because they need to talk to you. You happen to be the previous owner of this number and you listen to Cast the Pod podcast, please call Vital Imaging Center, the Miami location, because they need to talk to your ass about something not all that great.
You know what? Hey, Josh, what was that giveaway we had too? What was he talking about that video?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Where is it at? Fuck, where did I put it?
Yeah, we talk about this good stuff at the end of the show for those people to stick around.
Yes, for the real ones. For the real ones. So, it is in a, ironically enough, beat up, tore up case. Limited run of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Signed by Gunnar Hansen. Right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
From my personal collection. This isn't, you know, I've had it for years. I can't even remember where I got it from.
All I'm saying is more to come.
Yes.
More to come. But what's that here? What's that here? Yeah. What's that noise I hear in the background, Deb?
I don't know. There it goes.
That's it.
I really like that. I wonder what had happened if Wolfman Jack.
Doom.
It was not quite the same.
You gotta hurt yourself.
Oh man, I'm gonna keep on going with this voice. You know who that reminds me of?
Oh.
Rocket Man. So we used to work with this wrestler, and we were at a place, and the guy that ran the place had a very colorful and creative way of remembering people's names wrong.
Oh, wow.
Like, he didn't even know their names. And there was this one guy that would jump out of the ring, and this guy, he's like, oh, man, that's Rocket Man, man. Rocket Man, is he going to be here at the show today? Rocket Man. I'm like, who?
You know, the guy, the bald guy that just did a...
I was like, oh, you mean Sean?
Yeah, Rocket Man.
I was like, his name's not Rocket Man,
but he jumps out of the ring and he looks like Rocket Man.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And, yeah, but he was kind of Wolfman Jack with the way he would talk, but he didn't have this to his voice. It's Rocket Man. Rocket Man, you know, Rocket Man. I was like, that's not his name.
Man, Rocket Man.
What was his name?
Sean.
He calls it Rocket Man?
But the wrestler's name is Sean Hernandez.
Okay.
You might remember from LAX and stuff like that, you know. But for whatever reason, this one guy,
man, Rocket Man. Where's Rocket Man at today?
Oh my god. Oh my
Sound
god.
Sounds just like him.
He does. I can see him in my mind.
All right. It's
Doom O'Clock.
Right.
Doom O'Clock.
Let's get this, guys. Come on. Stay on point.
Can I go first?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Josh.
You know why?
Why?
Because when this airs.
Nope. Okay. That's the one we recorded last week. If that's what you're thinking.
So this is going to air next week?
This will be the next week.
Oh, man.
This one will be on the 13th.
Okay. That's what's up.
Never mind then.
All right. So, this movie was a fun movie. I don't know if I'll ever want to watch it again, but if it's playing in the background, I'll let it play in the background. I give this movie a 6. It was fun. You know, 5 is that's all right. 6 is I'll let it play again. 4 is a nope, not going to watch it again.
Right.
0 and 1 is a, if I see it playing somewhere else, I'm going to be like, can you stop that, please? No? All right. Call me when it's over.
Yeah.
But this is a 6. Background. Okay. That's it. Nothing fancy. No, not trying to be funny. 6. 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Who's next?
Cobweb, you can go.
I give this movie a 7.
All right.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, actually. I thought it was pretty funny. The stuff that they tried to do was what they did. At some point, you know, I thought that, like we said, the editing was pretty, like, you know, when it just fade to black and shit like that, I thought they went really cheap with that, you know, but I don't know if maybe that's what they were trying to do because they were at that point, or they went over budget and spent it all on special effects. I don't know.
And a full body mold of Dolph Lundgren.
Right, exactly. And you got Grace Jones, you know, salary, and you still got that, you know, I mean, there was a lot that went into this movie, I thought, but they tried to do, the ending was kind of, I might talk myself down. I'm going to give it a 7. Let me stop right now while the movie's right. Hot.
Okay. Deb?
I really like this movie.
Cool.
This movie, it was fun to watch. And I had to keep in mind that it was an 80s movie. And it was
very, very 80s.
And it was supposed to be a comedy. So, a comedy horror. And I think it did its job. I think sometimes it went a little overboard. And sometimes it didn't do enough. Mm-hmm. But I give this movie an 8.
What? And 6, 7, 8?
And I will watch this movie again. Not anytime soon, but it would be a movie that I would watch.
I watched it twice.
That brings it to a 21. And anybody who knows about math knows if divided by 3, that's 7. So this movie averaged a 7.
That's a good number.
That's a good number. It was decent. Like I said, it did what it's supposed to do. I mean, it was funny. It was scary, you know, and it had good balance.
All right. So I'm rating it on IMDb right now because we go over there and do that. We rated it a 7. Average rating on IMDb is a 5.9.
So we rated it higher.
So 1.3 out of the thousands of people, the 6.9 thousand people that rated it, 18.2% agree with us with a 7. It's a 1.3 thousand. 25% of the people gave it a 6.
Okay.
So I'm right there with the, I don't know, I guess that makes me a follower or something like that. And that makes me very average.
Okay.
I don't know how I feel about that.
So I need to go back and I need to do the Shutter rating scale. I think they would do like 4 stars, or what is it, 5 stars?
Skulls. They do skulls.
Skulls. What is it? Like, we give it like, what, 3.5 maybe?
I don't think they let you do halves.
So would it be a three or a four?
A three. This would be a 3.
Yeah. All right. I'll try to update that. Hey, guess what, guys?
What's that?
We did another episode.
Yay. Oh, shit. Doesn't even seem like it's 1 hour, 34 minutes, 58 seconds. 1 hour, 35 minutes. Didn't even seem, seems like it just went by. Man, it was like nothing. We just, now we're here. We started off, started at the bottom, now we're here. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. It all worked out for me.
Have you ever heard, have I done my James Gandolfini / Rocksteady mutant voice?
Not on here.
Man, I did a voiceover and did a commercial for a Collector's Authority. And Kevin Eastman, the guy from Ninja Turtles, was here. And Collector's Authority had this big, huge lot that they bought of all these mint collectible Ninja Turtle toys, right? And so I did the voiceover for it. And it was like, hey, man, at the next Comic-Con, make sure that you see, what was his name? Mr. Kevin Eastman, you know, the guy that came up with the turtles. And he did the whole voiceover for it and all that. It's pretty cool.
And a lot of the people that bought, that went to,
because they saw the commercial and then they bought all these limited edition.
Yes. Yeah, man.
They had good stuff there. They're like, yeah, I heard the commercial. I was like, yeah, nice.
You know, Mr. Kevin Eastman, the guy from the Turtles, you know.
What'd you get out of it?
I got a mint Bebop. Was it Bebop? Yeah, Bebop on the card, unpunched.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that is.
Bebop and Rocksteady from the Ninja Turtles?
Oh, which one was that? Was that the Warthog? Or was that the...
Rhinoceros?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now that's, I remember.
I had a rock steady.
Okay. Okay. That's what's up.
But it was funny because the commercial started off with the, hey, kid. It's like, I like turtles. You know the I like turtles kid?
It's like, yeah, yeah, I know you like turtles. I like turtles. It's like, ah, oh, whatever.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is just our conversations that we have. And we forget that we're having the cast of the podcast
right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Now for the next rest of the week, I'm going to be talking like this.
Don't burn yourself out, bro.
It's burning right here.
Yeah, right. Okay, you need to go get some lozenges or something.
I have to announce 2 softball games tomorrow. Son of a biscuit.
Yeah, exactly. I told you how to pace yourself, dude. You be stretching yourself. Yes, come on, Josh. I know we're giving them something special. They just have to relax.
But I like hearing his voices.
I know.
Deb's
just going to keep making you go. And then Deb starts getting me going. The next thing you know, an hour and a half later, we just not finishing the podcast about a movie that we talk longer than the goddamn movie.
Yep.
We talked more about Josh's different voices than we did the movie.
Jeez. And it was a good movie.
It was. But it's a good conversation.
Yeah, it is. That's why it's special.
All right, y'all. So let's call it a night. I'm done. I got to go take my medication, my old man medications.
That's cool. And I'm going to grab me a bite to eat.
All right. So until next time, like I've said before, and I know I'm full of shit with a lot of things, but I mean it when I say this. As much as I appreciate all of our Patreons or our Club 3P, that thank you for helping us run all this stuff. I also appreciate what's even more important. And we also appreciate what's even more important, and that's your time. So thanks for listening. Thanks for spending time with us. And we need to go interactive. We need to have y'all on here. We need to, you know, hitting up the social medias, hitting up the phone, and then we do this shit live, and we'll all mix it up together live.
Yeah, yeah. Please do. Hit us up, man. Come on. Hit us up, man, and do something, really, man. Share. Leave a rating. Yes, yeah. Share, leave a rating, do something like that.
About that. Like going live on YouTube, going live on Facebook, something like that.
We'll do whatever it takes. Come on, we can do this. Why not? We'll do an episode. Besides, we got other stuff to do. Like it.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. We need to do a big one.
Are we going to do like both of them together?
The both of them.
We'll discuss that off pod.
That's like Alphonse, that's like 10 TV episodes and then two movies and then
off pod.
All right. So until next time, I'm Josh.
I'm Cobweb.
And I'm Deb.
And you have been warned. Yeah.
Heck yeah. Hey, and if nobody's told you today, I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Aw.
One. That was a callback to us talking about
Bob Marley.